Chapter 3. When Dr. Louise Uwamana was on night duty, a telephone call in the dead of night was often the signal of a serious incident on the lake. Within minutes, she was in the emergency room, buttoning up her white coat and preparing herself for whatever trauma might be on the way. Outside the room, three soaking fishermen burst through the doors of Kisenyi Hospital, carrying a near-lifeless woman on an improvised stretcher made with board paddles and fishing net. Immediately, the patient was triaged by a team of nurses and rushed to the emergency room for urgent treatment. Looks like another attempted suicide on the lake. Female, probably in her late 30s, explained the nurse. The doctor began to examine the woman. Vitals? She inquired. Lungs clear now. Blood pressure low. Heart rate high. Stable, Dr. Louise, reported the nurse. Prepare oxygen, add saline drip and monitor, said Dr. Louise, checking the woman's body for any signs of injury. The nurse pointed to a large scar on the left side of the woman's lower back, and Dr. Louise nodded. Machete, she said. The woman tightened her left hand into a fist, as if hearing this word had reopened the wound. Next of kin? We have no idea, said the nurse. She was brought here by fishermen who, by chance, found her in the lake. They fished her out of the water with a net? Those men saved her life.